Suzanne.
This meeting is now being recorded.
There we go. So housekeeping, first item of housekeeping is taking roll. So Judge Conklin?
Yes, present.
Elizabeth Johnson will be absent, Judge Johnson. Mr. Harrigan?
Present.
Mr. Planet?
Present.
Yes.
Yay, thank you. Mr. Taylor?
Here.
And Mr. Yamasaki?
Here.
Oh, Judge, we have a quorum.
Excellent. And Judge Saunders no longer being on this committee, but we thank her, even though she's not here for the time she served with us. She's just simply resigned based upon staffing changes.
Okay.
So I just remind everybody. Go ahead, Suzanne.
Oh, I was just going to say it's an open meeting. Did you want me to do that, or did you want to do
sure,
that?
Sure, sure. You can just go through those preliminaries.
Okay.
That's fine.
This meeting is open to the public and is being recorded. Members of the public can join the call in via listen-only code, permitting them to join and leave at any time without notice or interruption. Please identify yourselves prior to speaking for the benefit of all participating and listening to the meeting. We ask that you please place your phones on mute when not speaking to avoid background noise, and please do not place us on hold at any time during the meeting to avoid distractions caused by on-hold music.
Nicely done. Thank you. So moving now through the matters, the first is the request and my request to approve the minutes of our August 10th meeting. Those are set forth on page 4 of your materials. Is there a motion
Planet
to approve?
Is the Planet make a motion to approve?
Planet moves
second
to approve.
Yamasaki.
Excellent. Moved and approved. All in favor? Well, let me ask you this. Any opposed to the motion to approve the minutes? Hearing no opposition, the motion to approve the minutes passes unanimously. So now we're going to move on to item 1, which is TCTF funds held on behalf requests. We have new requests from Butte and Siskiyou, and then amended requests from Mono, San Bernardino, and Sutter, all of which are on the line. So proceeding just in that order, and only because that's the way it's listed, first turning to Butte. Butte does have materials that have been submitted. They're in your written materials. So Butte is on the line. Are there any committee members that have any questions of Butte concerning their request for funds held on behalf in the amount of $53,561? Hearing no questions for Butte, is there a motion to approve the Butte amount in that request?
Yamasaki moves approval.
Harrigan second.
Motion moved and seconded to approve Butte's request. And again, considering this is a telephonic call, I'm going to simply ask if there's any members on the line who are opposed to the Butte request. Hearing no opposition, I'll deem it passing unanimously. Butte, thank you very much for your time. Were there any comments you wanted to add?
Just a brief comment. Thank you to the committee for authorizing it. And we're looking forward to implementing this project.
Thank you.
We appreciate that. You bet. Thank you. Moving next to Siskiyou, I believe we have, who do we have on the line from Siskiyou?
We have Renee McKenna-Crane, the CEO, and Lorena Barnes, my fiscal manager.
Excellent. Welcome to both of you. Siskiyou's materials, likewise, are in our written materials. It's an amount of $44,000. Siskiyou, before we consider this, is there anything else you wanted to add to your written materials?
Yeah, I just want to make a correction to the date of submission date. It says 2012, but it should have been 2017.
Very good. Okay, we appreciate that. We'll show that that is changed to 2017 from 2012.
Thank you.
Any questions from any member to Siskiyou for their requested amount of $44,000? Is there a motion to approve the Siskiyou request in that amount?
So moved, Yamasaki.
Is there a second?
Planet seconds.
Moved and seconded that Siskiyou's request for funds held on behalf of $44,000 be approved. Any opposition to the Siskiyou request of $44,000? Hearing none, Siskiyou, thanks so much for your time and materials, and we've approved your request.
Yes, thank you to the committee. Thank you.
We're now, those are the two new requests for funds held on behalf of. There are three amended requests. The first is from Mono, their initial requested amount, and these are written materials as well. You have was $115,000, now amended to $133,279. And Mono's on the line, correct?
Yes, this is Tammy LaFrombois, the fiscal manager.
Thanks so much for calling in today. Considering the Mono request, any questions of any member for Mono on their amended request? All right, is there a motion to approve the Mono amended request in the amount stated?
Yeah, Planet moves approval.
Thank you.
Harrigan second.
Moved and seconded that the Mono amended request be approved by members. Any opposition to the Mono request for the amended amount? Hearing no opposition, Mono, your request is approved. Anything else you wanted to add, Mono, now that you've been approved?
No, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you to the committee.
You bet, and thanks for your work. We do appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you. Moving next to San Bernardino, their amended request was $1,718,000, now is $697,432.41. San Bernardino's on the line. Anything that San Bernardino wanted to add?
Hi, this is Bob Fleshman from San Bernardino. We have nothing to add to our submission.
Bob, thanks so much. Any questions for San Bernardino concerning their amended request? Is there a motion to approve San Bernardino's amended request?
Move approval, Yamasaki.
And a second?
Second, Planet.
Great. Moved and approved that San Bernardino's amended request be approved by the committee. Any opposition to the amended request from San Bernardino? Hearing none, that's approved. Bob, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And finally, to Sutter's amended request, I believe Mr. Acevedo's on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. Sutter's amended request of $60,839.69. Anything you wanted to add, Sutter?
No, not at this time.
Any questions for Sutter? And is there a motion to approve Sutter's amended amount as stated?
Yamasaki moves approval, but I just want to make one remark. There's a similarity among several of the requests that have come in as it relates to the case management system implementation. I just wanted to make a notation that many of the courts who have new case management systems are having some challenges implementing them as they originally had planned because of some issues related locally with the case management implementation. So it may sound like it's perfunctory, but it really isn't. There is a common reality that all of us are experiencing with the implementation of the case management system. So I just wanted to make that notation. So with that, I do move approval of this request.
Great. And David, I appreciate those comments. I think that's something we all recognize but should be stated, and it was. So thank you for that. These case management systems, for a variety of reasons at times, become more complicated or lengthy than anticipated. So, David, I appreciate you making that, help getting that clear. So it's
Active
been moved.
Moore and Harrigan second.
Great. Moved and seconded for Sutter's amended request. Any opposition to Sutter's requested amount as amended? Hearing no opposition, again, as the chair, I'll deem it approved. Sutter, thanks very much for your amended request. It's approved.
Thank you, and thank you to the committee.
You bet. Thank you. So now we're moving next to the item two on our agenda, the consideration of children's waiting room fund balance cap adjustment requests. And Suzanne's on the line, so Suzanne can summarize what these are for, but I think all of us have experience with this. So does anybody have any general questions about the children's waiting room issue before I turn to each participant for their submission? Okay, so first, and David, we'll take you out of order at the end. So turning next to Contra Costa, I think, is Jeff on the phone?
That's correct.
And Stephen was going to be or not, but Jeff, you don't see any need to wait for Stephen?
No, I don't.
Okay, great. So now proceeding with Contra Costa's request for funds for the children's waiting room. Any questions for Contra Costa?
Just one point to clarify. You guys are currently under contract with a particular provider, correct?
That is correct. The contract is currently ending at the end of this fiscal year.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? And if none, is there a motion to approve the Contra Costa request for the Children's Waiting Room Fund balance cap adjustment?
I'll move approval, Yamasaki.
A second?
Yeah, Planet seconds.
Moved and seconded for Contra Costa's Children's Waiting Room Fund balance request. Any opposition to the Contra Costa request? All right, I'll deem it approved. Thank you, Contra Costa. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
So we're going to go now to you, Patrick, in Santa Barbara, the Santa Barbara Children's Waiting Room Fund request. Any questions of Patrick?
This is Planner. This looks like all three of these look like the same issue, right? Existing contracts in place and continuation funding.
Yeah, that is correct for Santa Barbara.
Yeah,
that's the way I see it as well.
Yeah. So on that basis, I move approval of the Santa Barbara request.
Okay. Any second?
Second, Yamasaki.
For Santa Barbara's request, any opposition to the Santa Barbara request as set forth in our materials? Hearing none, Santa Barbara is approved.
Thanks
very much, Patrick. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Judge.
And David, you're the last item on the last one on item two. Did you want to wait till after item three, or did you want to call it now? Item three is just the procedures issue that is set forth, but there's no more requests after yours.
Okay. Yeah. Let's if we can. I'll roll off when that item for orange comes up, so I can hear what this issue relates to.
Okay. So we'll take yours.
Okay.
We'll bump yours to the end of the agenda. I would ask that no other members bump off, because once David's off, we'll need everybody. But so now we'll defer the final children's waiting room request, that's David's in Orange County, after item three, and now turn to item three, the TCTF funds held on behalf of trial court procedures. And I've asked Suzanne to summarize this for us. And Suzanne, this is set forth in our materials, as you said.
Starts on page 61. Is the item, and the policy itself is on page 67 is when the proposed changes. So this, in March of 2017, the FPS discussed potential revisions to the TCTF funds held on behalf of procedures, just finally able to bring it back to the subcommittee to review the discussion items that were available for change. So attachment 3B on page 67 has the proposed changes to the procedures, with the additions being in italics and the deletions being struck out. The primary changes are in section 5, which is on page 68, which would give the fiscal planning subcommittee authority to approve the amended requests without those requests then having to go to the judicial council for approval. The FPS would still be able to refer any amended requests to the council for approval, but they could approve them in-house at the committee. And instead, if the FPS approves the amended changes, the amended requests, then an informational item would go to the council to let them know of the subcommittee's action. There would still be an annual, there's also language that would require an annual update for those courts that have approved funds that cross fiscal years, so we can see how those funds are being used across fiscal years. Another change is having the request go to the Director of Budget Services rather than the Administrative Director of the JCC. In addition, there's changes, technical changes that reflect the Fiscal Planning Subcommittee as the body that hears the request. And then there are other updates to reflect the current naming nomenclature within JCC. Are there any questions on the proposed changes?
I'll just add a quick comment. So I've appeared in front of the council at times with Zlatko on this, and I don't mean to be flippant about this. It's obviously an important issue, but I think, one, the county submissions are routinely thorough and appropriate, and in front of the council there, I can't remember a question. Zlatko maybe can. I'm not sure if he's around. But this typically, and I'm trying to be accurate about this, takes less than 5 minutes before the council.
Yeah. No, you're right, Judge. There have rarely been questions, if any, and if anything, we've made sure that we offer plenty. I think the Suzanne's reports are spot on for the council. Therefore, there's not a whole lot of questions, and we just remind them that this is in response to 1% fund balance caps, and this is a good tool. So the council doing a good thing in helping courts in this process being developed. So it's more of us elaborating beyond the court's requests, reminding them of the value of the process than anything else. That even makes it get to 5 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is Mike. So these ideas have come from you, Judge Conklin, and Slatko and Suzanne about how to streamline this.
Well, it actually came from the March 2017 FPS meeting.
Oh yeah,
we had a discussion on the policy and procedures, kind of an update on how it was working and what some possible changes might be needed. And so this was the direction of the subcommittee members to come back with proposed changes. So this is all based out of that discussion.
All right, I forgot I knew that. So,
okay.
so next step, if we approve this, is it goes to what, tick back, or goes
tick
to
back.
The council? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And ultimately has to be approved by the council that they are agreeing that FPS can do this for them?
Yes.
Okay.
And just to clarify, an update, there was one other item that was discussed in March, which was kind of how the amended request, especially for those courts that had funding, that had received funding back, and they weren't going to be able to spend it because of those ongoing delays, especially with the case management systems, and so it was crossing in a fiscal year. And so we weren't sure at that time how we were going to handle it. We thought we were going to have to do a true-up through the distribution process. But instead, the accounting people came up with, they revised their 1% calculation forms to account for money that had been given back to the courts that hadn't been spent yet, to carry it over so it wouldn't impact their 1% calculations for the next fiscal year.
Right.
So just to let you know, that's how that got resolved.
So, Suzanne, this is Mike Flanagan on an unrelated question. Has any money reverted back from, not including the children's waiting room money, because we saw that two courts had money reverted back from,
right,
but from the other requests, have all the courts that have needed to kind of renewed their requests, or has any reverted back to the trust fund?
We've had one court, and I believe it was got approved last judicial council meeting, say they no longer needed it for what they'd requested it for, instead needed it for something else, and that was approved. That's the closest we've come so far.
Okay.
We have had courts say we identified, like San Bernardino this month identified 1. Something million and instead just needs 600 and something thousand. So we have had those amendments identifying less money needed.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions or concerns about what is ultimately in your materials, attachment 3A, to be submitted to TICBAC? And Suzanne, this would be at the TICBAC meeting in November for the council in January?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's attachment 3B.
Okay, great. I'm sorry, I was looking at 3A on my screen. But
and I ask, would we ever consider this being a consent item? Depends on the reaction at the TICBAC, but.
Versus a discussion item?
For the council. We can talk about that another time, Judge.
Yes.
Right. Okay. This seems to me, you know, when I was on A&E, we were putting full court audits recommending they go on the consent agenda. And these kinds of changes don't even rise to that level, I don't think. It makes sense to me that we would recommend a tick back that it go on consent.
So, Suzanne, can you note that? Can you
sure. So
that we're recommending the tick back that it go on consent, and then tick back can then make that ultimate recommendation, assuming it's
okay.
Great.
The only thing I just want, I'm concerned that we might be losing the kind of the PR effect of what we're doing, because it really kind of it puts a spotlight on two things. One is the impact of the 1% cap, and second is the challenges courts have with deploying and implementing new case management systems. You know, I suppose we lose that opportunity if anybody's even paying attention.
Yeah. No, I mean, when we have always said, I said, is that when a court is requesting an allocation change, those do go, I guess I was thinking the procedures, but I think we're going to wrap this all up then it ends up that it'll just be part of that single report on any of the requests themselves, right?
Yeah.
On the new request.
Yeah, so I guess if it were standalone, then I would say consent for the procedural change. But we'll just wrap it up as part of the actual dollar changes, I would assume.
You know what, Z, one of the things that I just might want to express is there seemed to be at one point in time hypersensitivity to any changes in the procedures. And I think this change would easily go on consent at the time, I do think that maybe we should stay away from that approach just to, you know, maybe things are still fresh in everybody's mind, but and I think this would easily pass, but maybe if others collectively raise that, to make it go on the consent, that's fine. But I'd rather do it in a bigger set.
I realize that this is all going to be one report, so the procedural change will be incorporated as opposed to being a standalone. It'll all be one thing, so it'll be all discussed. It's okay.
Got it. Okay, great. Thank you.
I got ahead of myself.
Yeah, so the idea in the future is that the requests themselves would be go on consent.
No, I apologize. I've confused it. I meant to say that the procedural changes that were proposed would be a consent item. We've always brought forward the dollar request because they are, but now we're only going to be taking forward requests of new. Amendments won't. So there'll be a less frequent interaction with the council,
mm-hmm.
but I think we still have those opportunities when new requests come in that those will be taken to the council because otherwise they'll be informational going forward.
Okay.
So I apologize. I think I created confusion. I know I did. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Confusion's my middle name. Any more questions or concerns about item number three? Is there a motion to – go ahead.
Yeah, this is a plan. I would move approval of the proposed amendments.
As attachment 3B.
Correct.
All right.
And Yamasaki seconds.
Moved and approved, attachment 3B would then be submitted to TICBAC for final consideration to go to the council. Any opposition to the motion to approve 3B? Okay, hearing no opposition. Thanks very much, everybody. But I think that just, you're right. It does a little bit take the spotlight off of this issue, but I don't know that the spotlight was really bright anyways. So.
And Mr. Yamasaki, before you get off the phone, can I just say thank you to your staff for helping us with develop the template for the CWR, because it was your staff that was willing to do a dry run and help us come up with what worked. And there's still tweaks to it, but we certainly appreciated their input and their feedback and their willingness to do that for us.
Thank you very much. I'll pass along the information, and I will say as a newcomer here, it's really a privilege to work with such great people.
And my only comment, David, is the next time you join us at a meeting, go to In-N-Out Burger, please take my order.
You got it. All right, I'm going to roll off. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.
All right, bye.
Okay, so Mr. Yamasaki, David's off, but that still gives us a quorum because we've got everybody, myself, and then Kevin, Mike, and Brian are all still on. So the last one would be San Bernardino's request. Any questions or concerns?
Orange's request.
Pardon me? Orange's, I'm sorry. And it's a little awkward because now David's rolled off. I don't think anybody – is anybody from Orange on the call?
Hi, this is Christine from Orange. I just joined the call.
Oh, perfect timing, Christine. Thanks very much. But David, Mr. Yamasaki just rolled off to avoid the conflicts since he's a committee member. Any questions of Orange for their request?
This planet, again, it seems consistent with the other requests we've approved, and so I'd move approval of the Orange County request.
All right. Moved and approved Orange County's request. Is there a second?
Second, Taylor.
All right, thanks very much, Brian. Moved and seconded that Orange's request be approved. Any opposition to the Orange County Children's Waiting Room Fund request? Therefore, I deem it approved as the chair.
I would like to make a note that San Mateo has requested that the subcommittee consider some clarifying language to the policy at a later date because they transferred $200,000 into their children's waiting room account to cover multi-year contracts that were in excess of their CWR revenues. So They kind of fell into a gray area because they exceeded the cap balance only because they transferred non-CWR funds in. So I'm not sure whether the subcommittee wants another item at a later date to come forward with some clarifying language.
Well, have they submitted anything yet?
No. Do you want them to submit it, or do you want me to come up with something? No, they just asked that we look into it, maybe that we would clarify. I say we, meaning the subcommittee, you, would
Okay. Well, if you, I know you're very, very busy, but if you can take their request and then prepare a report for us, I don't want to ignore it.
Right.
At all. So I think we need to address it. So yes, I'd appreciate that.
Okay. I can do that.
Great.
Yeah. This is Mike again. Yeah. I'd be interested to see the timeline on that, how that happened. Seems kind of curious to me, but anyway, I'd be interested to hear it.
I did verify with our accounting people. There may have been some difference in directions on how they were instructed to encumber the funds for their contract.
Right.
So I'm trying to get some clarification out of our GL people. So,
okay. All right.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. These meetings are I think, sort of dictated by the thoroughness of the material, which makes our meetings easy. So, but I knew you all took time to look at it, and for the phone call, I appreciate it. Good to see those of you I saw yesterday, and looking forward to our next meeting.
Thank you, Judge.
With that, having no further business, this meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody.
Bye.
Go Dodgers.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The host has left the meeting. So at this time, the meeting will come to an end. Thank you, and goodbye.